Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
All right, folks, thanks for joining us. A special edition of Welcome to Matlanta. Not really sure what makes it special other than I just said it was, and that's good enough, right? Well, here's why it's special. I know everybody's in Braves playoff fever mode, wanting to hear from your favorite Braves. So on this edition of the show, we wanted to give you a chance to hear from the Braves as they're in the midst of this series with the Milwaukee Brewers. So I wanted to start with a conversation with a man who has had quite a year. He's Braves shortstop Dansby Swanson. He's now the all-time single-season home run record holder for the Braves. He's Dansby Swanson, and he joins us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Did I get that introduction right?
It was a little too long for me. I'm not one for individual accolades, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
I like the humbleness. I enjoy that. That being said, that's still pretty cool, right? I mean, I know the power positions have moved around the field from just the traditional corners in the outfield. At shortstop, to hit 27. That's, as I said, that's still got to feel pretty cool.
I mean, yeah, I feel like, especially just kind of the way this year started, to be able to kind of right the ship a little bit was really big for me. You know, I didn't get out the gates the way I wanted to, but that's the point, you know, why you keep working, and that's the reason why we play as many games as we do. You know, we're not defined by a single month here and there. It's about the full body of work. So, you know, looking to be able to continue that forward here in the playoffs.
I think that is kind of the crazy thing about this team. So I know it's hard to compare different years and different kind of journeys each year, but Dansby, this is one of the crazier ones that the whole outfield was kind of in disarray, either due to injury or off the field stuff. Alex makes a move at the deadline. So like comparing your team in May to what it is now, it's almost a completely different unit.
Yeah. I mean, it's the whole dynamic of our team and lineup has really changed, you know, ever since, you know, Doovy and Jorge and Jock and Eddie came over. You know, it just kind of like re-energized, revamped this team and allowed for us to compete with some depth, which I feel like is such an important thing. And our lineup can be tough to go through. And then, you know, once Travis was able to come back, that added another element as well. So, you know, we got a great team. You know, we're gelling at the right time. And I feel like we're able to carry some positive momentum going into October here.
Dansby Swanson, Brave shortstop with us on The Fan. I loved what Alex said when he made the Jock Peterson move at the All-Star break. He's like, I made that on purpose with that timing to let the team know that we're still in this. We're going to keep adding, and I wanted to do it now to give that clubhouse a little extra energy. Did you take that away when he made the move, the timing of it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I felt like we had the team to be able to compete. Just as long as we were able to get a little bit more depth. I feel like our pitchers were starting to throw the ball really well, you know, and that when we and they were doing that without Ian. So being able to get him back was a huge boost. But I think, yeah, I mean, it's important, you know, kind of send a strong message to the team. And, you know, I feel like nobody around here was giving in. Like, you know, I think that that's kind of been an MO of ours for – the last 4 or 5 years is that we compete from the beginning to the end, whether it's in a game or in a season. So, you know, that was something that I feel like just kind of sparked us going forward.
I know the offense is going to get all the attention, but I think Braves fans realize how good you guys are, especially on the infield defensively. And I'll leave Austin and Freddie out for a minute because I know how you double play combinations kind of take this stuff so seriously. So you and Ozzie, how big of a deal? You combined for 57 home runs, all the offense is there. How big of a deal is it that you guys continue to be that good defensively?
Well, I think, you know, someone put it to me that, like this, a game is a race to 27 outs. And the quicker you can get to 27 outs, the better chance, obviously, you're going to win the game. And defense is a huge part of that. There's two sides to this game. There's actually three elements. You know, there's offense, there's base running, and then there's defense. And I feel like, you know, you can't just take those things lightly. And, you know, we obviously work at it every day with Wash. There's a lot of pride in this infield to be as good as we can. And we understand that the more plays we make, the quicker we get to 27 outs and the more wins we have. So, you know, we've been doing a really, really good job. I felt like we were able to make some defensive alignment adjustments throughout the year, which was nice to kind of to see. And I feel like we really, really started to click. Where pretty much every time a ball was hit on the ground, it was caught and, you know, the play was made.
Dansby Swanson, Brave shortstop with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. If I gave you the choice and you have to answer one or the other, what would be a bigger deal to you, to win a Silver Slugger or a Gold Glove?
Or World Series?
No, I'll get to that one later.
On a Gold Glove, I feel like Gold Glove as a shortstop has always been a big deal. So we'll just go with that one.
All right. You did. You gave in a little bit and you gave me that one. So as you guys embark on this postseason, I always wonder how much experience is supposed to matter, because I've seen teams go into the postseason with no experience, and maybe being naive is kind of, you know, a big deal. It's better on that stage. But you've been there now time and time again. How much does that help you now looking ahead to what happens this weekend starting with Milwaukee?
Personally, I feel like experience always matters. And the only way to get experience is by going through it. And, you know, obviously this is our fourth year in a row in the postseason. You know, third for me just because of the injury in 18. But the games, obviously each one matters. Each at-bat matters. Each pitch matters. And I feel like mentally it's probably tougher than anything. But this is kind of something that I've always enjoyed. I've enjoyed these kind of moments. So like God made me for these types of moments, you know, for whatever reason, my brain gets shut off during these moments. And I just go and play instinctually. And I feel like the experience kind of helps with that too. You understand what needs to be done. You understand the preparation that needs to be done. And you just go about your business like you normally do.
Folks, let me ask you a question. When it comes to dealing with experts, don't you know they've got your best interest in mind? Think about somebody in the medical profession as opposed to you diagnosing yourself. You would never do that. When it comes to insurance, I would think, yeah, you can go shop your own rates, but don't you want the professionals to do it for you, the experts? Well, I'm talking about the Rhodes Group. My friend Clayton Rhodes and the great folks at the Rhodes Group, they did that for me, and you should know. You should be shopping your rates or having pros do it each and every year, because the rates change so much. When I'm talking about home or car insurance, you could be saving a bundle if you have professionals like the Rhodes Group shopping for you. They did just that, and they saved me a couple of $1,000s a year with home and car insurance combined. You can be the next to save a bunch of money with the Rhodes Group. I want you to go to their website. It's rhodes-group.com. It's spelled rhoads-group.com. Or follow me on Real Matt Lanna on Twitter. You'll see the link. You can click over and have them give you 10 quotes in 10 minutes at the Rhodes Group. Locally owned. Great bunch of folks who are professionals when it comes to finding you the best rates. Go to rhodes-group.com, have them shop your rates. They'll give you 10 quotes in 10 minutes at the Rhodes Group.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Dansby, can you explain or put into words one of those postseason moments, like the exhilaration, your moment in St. Louis, you know, in the ninth inning of that series 2 years ago, where you guys rally and come back and win that game? Like, what does that moment feel like as you're rounding first base, getting to second, you just help your team what turned out to be a huge postseason game?
Honestly, walking up there and being in the batter's box was probably one of my calmer moments, you know, in my career. Like I said, for whatever reason, God made me that way, that during those moments, everything seems to get really, really slow around me. So, I mean, that's kind of like the easiest way for me to explain it. But then, obviously, after that moment is over, the emotion kind of takes over a little bit. And I've always said emotion is fine just as long as the emotion doesn't control you, as long as you can get back to center. You know, I feel like that is probably the most important thing, because not releasing emotion is just as bad as allowing it to control you too, you know. So it's important to stay in the middle in those moments. And, yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to explain. You can't really explain it until you go through it. And, like, that's kind of what we were saying, that why it's so important that you go through those moments, because you don't know necessarily how to handle them until you experience them.
Are you good off the field about blocking out the noise? Because there's noise everywhere, from social media to TV and radio. And the reason I bring it up is you guys are not the favorite. I mean, there are a ton of other teams getting the talk, which I'm sure you'll embrace, but are you good about ignoring it?
I don't get on social media, so if I do, it's a post, and I delete the app. It's not really, and that's not even just for that's for like life too. You know, like, that's not just for baseball. You know, the more I'm focused on being the man God made me to be, and embracing, you know, that journey and relationship, then the better off I'm going to be. Social media has never really done too many great things for anybody.
You could say, you know, it's an awful place. Yeah, you can say it. It's an awful place.
If I had one piece of advice to kids, it would be get off of it. You know, there is so much outside noise, and, you know, even if you're good at not listening to it, you know, just by repetition, seeing stuff so much, it's going to have a little bit of an impact on you. So,
does it amaze you when you see athletes or hear about athletes like Kevin Durant gets all wrapped up in it? He's, you know, we found out he had burner accounts so he could respond back to people. Are you shocked at how many athletes do lean into it?
I mean, everyone is, you know, different things float people's boats differently. And, you know, everyone's got their own, you know, individual personality. You just got to know which one you are and embrace that one.
All right, Dansby, last thing, though. I'll take a cliched answer. I'll give me something I'm not expecting. A key to winning this series for you guys is what?
I feel like the team that plays the best baseball is going to win, plain and simple. It's not always about the better team. It's about who plays the best. And, you know, come playoffs, it's about pitching, defense, and timely hitting. So I feel like the cleaner baseball we play, the better off we'll be.
I know Atlanta's super excited. I think Monday at Truist, I mean, that was the one thing last year without the fans. Monday is going to be an unbelievable atmosphere. And I know you're looking forward to it. Have a great weekend. Go get a couple of wins in Milwaukee, and we appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, we're brought to you by the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. It's kind of my go-to. I'm a little bit lucky. I live in Woodstock, so I'm right around the corner to downtown Woodstock on Main Street to see the Daily Draft, which I've told you many times, it's the ultimate sports bar experience, not your father's sports bar. You're talking wall-to-wall flat screen, self-serve taps, craft bar, chef-inspired menu. And with sizzling plays ahead, if you're planning on tailgating both this summer or this fall, maybe you're going to MBS or Athens or on the flats, or you're hosting a game night at your home, check out the Daily Draft's newest menu addition, the Tailgate Box. Yes, you can enjoy their wings, boneless wings, a couple of sides, a bag of popcorn, and of course their homemade jumbo cookies. Now, these are pre-order only. You can go to thedailydraft.net or give them a call at the Daily Draft to get the pre-orders in. If you're also looking for a new place to grab lunch during the week or even order on Uber Eats, check out the Daily Draft. They have a great lunch lineup for only $11 Monday through Friday from 11:30 till 3:30. Again, go to thedailydraft.net, or you can check them out on Facebook or Instagram. The Daily Draft, a unique experience from the moment you walk through the door, a walk-up window to order drinks from the sidewalk, craft beer bar, pool tables, darts, wall-to-wall flat screens. You won't miss a single second of the game. Go check them out today at the Daily Draft.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Dansby is, like I said, had himself a big time season, the 27 home runs, the gold glove level defense. He has really come into his own, and the Braves have needed it along the way. All right, let's move along to, I know a guy who's become a fan favorite. Adam Duvall's journey is a really intriguing one, from a guy who hit 30 home runs back to back seasons for the Reds, who then later gets traded to the Braves, really struggles out of the gate. The Braves send him back to the minors, and at that time, Adam was not a big fan favorite. Didn't say a word about it, didn't complain. Had a year in AAA Gwinnett where he hit 30 home runs before being added back to the Braves roster late in 2019. He exploded in 2020. Braves, either due to financial situations or just a choice, couldn't bring him back. And we know what happened when he started in Miami. But he is back, and he is again a fan favorite. Here's Adam Duvall. Braves outfielder kind enough to join Chuck and Chernoff. Now, Adam, the reason I introduced you as Braves outfielder, because, you know, back in the day when you were the first time, I'd have gone Braves left fielder, Braves right fielder. Now Braves center fielder Adam Duvall, like Mr. Multi-dimensional. I'm going to be honest, I didn't know the center field thing would go so well. How did they approach you about that? And, you know, is it something you would have ever envisioned?
No. Well, from an envision standpoint, no. I didn't really see that in my future, but I'm enjoying it. So, you know, they had asked me, you know, if I had ever played, you know, well, center field. And, you know, earlier in the year I played some with Miami. So, you know, that was just an option that they had. And you know, so they put me out there and, you know, I guess I didn't do too bad. So they kept sticking me in there. So.
Well, it's worked out. And so is your story. And we had you on in the past too. I love the story, there are the ebbs and the flows, the peaks and the valleys to it. But here you are battling to find your way back to the major league roster for the Braves after you get traded over here, then to Miami, and now back here, and you damn near hit 40 home runs. Like, I know you're going to be humble about this stuff, but that's beyond impressive.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's something that, you know, I enjoy showing up. I enjoy working on my swing. I enjoy working on the little you know, fundamentals of the game. And, you know, that's what really just keeps me, you know, coming back and really wanting to be at the park and enjoying what I do, you know, is the fact that I just want to be the best version of myself. And, you know, so that's kind of what keeps me going. And, you know, hopefully there's plenty more to come.
Have you ever gotten comfortable enough, like you're relaxing now? Because as Matt said, you're all-star, but then you're in Gwinnett. So are you at the point in your career where you're looking around and going, I am having a damn good year. I am leading the National League in RBIs. I am a stud.
Well, I mean, I do. I look back at this year and, you know, especially with the way it started, because it wasn't going too well at the beginning. But, you know, I kind of just stuck with my plan and approach and you know, it ended up working out. But as far as getting comfortable, I don't, you know, this game, you know, it will humble you real quick. So I don't ever necessarily get comfortable. Like I said, I enjoy showing up and working and trying to be the best player I can be, like I said. And you know, I feel like with that attitude, I can never look back and say, man, I wish I would have done a little bit more or worked a little bit harder. So.
Adam Duvall with Chuck and Chernoff on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Your postseason was cut short last year due to the injury, so motivation is not something you need at this point, but that's got to be a little extra in the bag, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, you know, you play 162 games to get to the playoffs, and, you know, that's not an easy feat in itself. And then, like you said, last year it ended with an injury, and, you know, so, you know, I've done a little bit, done some things different this year as far as for my body and try to stay healthy and put myself in the best position that I can. And, you know, so I'm looking forward to, you know, this postseason.
I don't know, you know, how many at-bats you got to face either Charlie or Max Fried, but if from the batter's perspective, from the Milwaukee hitter's perspective, why is it going to be so tough on them against those two at the top of the rotation?
Everything moves. You know, they don't really throw anything that's straight and for a hitter, that's tough because, you know, you jump for joy when you get the straight one and, you know, they everything they throw moves and then they're very well at putting it where they need to put it. And that's, you know, that makes it even tougher. So that's, I mean, you're going to see some good pitching, this series and hopefully we can have some timely hitting.
I want to go back for 1 second. So you spent the first half of this season in Miami, and I told Chuck I went to a Marlins Cardinals game in April there. It's a nice looking building, but it's just all very weird. There's no noise in the place. I mean, it almost looks like a museum because it's just too nice. I mean, routinely you're getting 5,000-7,000. You're a professional athlete. You get paid handsomely, but there's really very little to like pump you up in that place. How does that go night to night playing for the Marlins?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the biggest thing for me with the stadium was that I missed the night sky. I missed, you know, just looking up and seeing the sky and the sun and, whatever weather there was that day. But, you know, yeah, I mean, the place kind of echoes a little bit, but, you know, I think we're all professionals. We show up and, you know, do our job and, you know, it, I'm not going to lie and say that it is more fun when the fans are packed in there and screaming and getting loud and excited for big moments. That's something that you can never replace. So, you know, we've had a lot of those here in Truist Park.
Well, it's funny. I kind of, you know, picture the old scenes out of the movie Major League where you're walking around town and like, yeah, I play for the Marlins. Oh, we still have a team. Like one of those where South Florida probably not exactly embracing the Marlins the way I'm sure Major League Baseball would want.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not sure the numbers, you know, that showed up to the game, but,
you could have counted them.
As players, man, we thrive off of good environments and, you know, it's fun to play in packed houses. That's for sure.
So how do we broker a deal to make sure you don't go anywhere this offseason? How do we get that done?
Well, you know, I think we get through the postseason first. That's the most important thing right now. We gotta get there and win some games and make a run here.
All right, you go win a World Series. Maybe there's a World Series MVP, and then I have a number I'm writing down. I'm going to put it in an envelope. We'll give it to Alex and the Braves, and we'll see if we can get something done.
Okay. All right. Thanks,
Adam, we appreciate the time.
There's Adam. All right, thanks, guys.
Adam Duvall, Braves outfielder. Folks, let me ask you a question. When it comes to dealing with experts, don't you know they've got your best interest in mind? Think about somebody in the medical profession as opposed to you diagnosing yourself. You would never do that. When it comes to insurance, I would think, yeah, you can go shop your own rates, but don't you want the professionals to do it for you, the experts? Well, I'm talking about the Rhodes Group. My friend Clayton Rhodes and the great folks at the Rhodes Group, they did that for me, and you should know. You should be shopping your rates or having pros do it each and every year because the rates change so much. When I'm talking about home or car insurance, you could be saving a bundle if you have professionals like the Rhodes Group shopping for you. They did just that, and they saved me a couple of $1,000s a year with home and car insurance combined. You can be the next to save a bunch of money with the Rhodes Group. I want you to go to their website. It's rhodes-group.com. It's spelled rhoads-group.com. Or follow me on Real Matt Lanta on Twitter. You'll see the link. You can click over and have them give you 10 quotes in 10 minutes at the Rhodes Group. Locally owned. Great bunch of folks who are professionals when it comes to finding you the best rates. Go to rhodes-group.com, have them shop your rates. They'll give you 10 quotes in 10 minutes at the Rhodes Group.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
I think a lot of Braves fans would be thrilled to death to know Adam Duvall is back next year. They would love to find out that he is a part of the equation, especially if Major League Baseball sticks to their guns and the DH, the universal DH, comes in. Having an extra outfielder, that's a very big deal. So we'll see if Adam is part of that mix. Finally, I wanted to play a guy who, listen, I've been tough on. I think a lot of us have. Luke Jackson has had his shares of ups and downs, but you cannot argue with the work Luke has done this season. A 1.9 ERA, one of the best bullpen ERAs in all of Major League Baseball. He's had a very good season on the field and off the field as he is a brand new papa of a baby boy. Here is the man, Luke Jackson. Luke, we appreciate the time. How are you?
Thank you for having me. Doing well.
So you've been through this before, which is nice, I'm assuming, but how are the butterflies? What are the nerves like on the eve of going back to this kind of a stage in the postseason for you?
You know, this is what you work for, and this is what you played 6.5 months for, so not much nerves, more excitement, I guess you could say.
Do you think that when the series starts and Luke Jackson goes in, there's going to be a lot of Brewers fans going, hey, who's this guy wearing 77? Hell, his ERA's in the ones? I mean, do you think the Brewers fans understand what you are when you come out of the pen?
Probably not. You know, I'm not, you know, I don't think a lot of people know a lot of relievers besides, like, you know, Josh Hader. So it's going to be, I think everyone's kind of just go up there and do everything you got, and hopefully good things happen.
So this is the life of the reliever, right? Like, it's almost like the offensive lineman. We call your name when something's not great. You know, last year, the ERA is not where you wanted it. As Chuck just mentioned, it's under 2. You have one of the best ERAs for any reliever in baseball. How do you explain the year-to-year, the fluctuation that and any reliever can have? What changed for you this season?
Well, no offense to anyone last year, but last year was, I think, a one-of-one year of the COVID season and 60 games and no fans, and it was like playing in your backyard. And I'm a big guy who pitches off the energy and a lot of adrenaline, and I love running out there and seeing just a sea of fans and everyone chanting, and that kind of gets me going, and that's kind of how I pitch.
Talk about the slider and when you realized, wait a minute, this might be a pitch that gets me to the major leagues. Because when it's devastating, man, it's about as good as there is out there.
Well, I got there without it. That's why I think I got sent out a whole bunch. And then finally when Reed Cornelius, had a pitching coach, AAA, kind of taught me a grip and kind of messed around with it for a bit. And next thing you know, it kind of became my thing. And, yeah, the slider man was born.
Braves reliever Luke Jackson with Chuck and Chernoff on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. So are you now Luke Jackson when I, you know, go out for a dinner or I'm out in the streets? People recognize Luke Jackson now in Atlanta?
Not really. Rarely. You know, it's kind of more, like you said, we're the offensive line. I don't think I'd notice, you know, many people that you rarely see, you know, once a night, maybe for a short snippet there.
Do you like that?
But I do. I really do. I want to have long hair. I was more more recognizable, I guess, because it's kind of an oddity. And not many people have long hair, I guess, in baseball. So, but now that hair is back to normal, kind of gets a little fly under the radar a little bit more.
Do you first of all, let me find out. Luke Jackson on a night off when you're not, you know, you only have a few nights off a month, but on a night off, what's Luke Jackson doing?
Well, the past 2 weeks, it's attempting to sleep because I have a 14-day-year-old.
Well, that's right.
Kind of, so the eyes are heavy, but being here and mama's at home doing great with the baby, they're letting me get some sleep and back ready to rock and roll. But I'm a nerd. I'm a video gamer, stock guy. I kind of like all that stuff. So
aren't you running or didn't you purchase a team? Aren't you in charge of one of those?
I did for a while. We ran an esports organization, which was like a video game team, and kind of been on hold since COVID, but it was something I had passion for and I really enjoyed doing.
Luke Jackson with us. Let me go back because I forgot. First of all, congrats on the new addition. Like,
Thank you.
Is nothing more life altering. I mean, it's the greatest thing ever, but like sleep and your schedule, it's just totally weird. How has that dynamic worked in the house? Because you work nights mostly.
Yes. Wife's been incredible. She lets me sleep. She knows if we're playing the next day, I sleep in another room, and she's been just pretty much single mom in it as of the end of the season and going into playoffs. She knows how important this is, and we'll have a bunch of time together in the long run. But right now, I get home from the game. I get to see him for a little bit. We do bath time, and I get to really enjoy that. And then it's off to bed and getting ready for the postseason.
How was your diaper changing game?
I tried to purposely, can't say this, hopefully she never listens to this, I purposely mess it up so she doesn't let me do it.
Well, strong played. Move. I yes. do that with the vacuuming, absolutely, yes. and the laundry.
Now, have you tried the swaddling? Have you given that a shot?
I've tried about everything, and right now I think I've failed in all facets.
Well, you're a first-time dad. You're allowed. So the question becomes now, after you guys win the World Series, will those middle-of-the-night wake-up calls, will that be dad's job then?
I'm a night owl in general, so I'm built for this.
I love it.
That's the morning, very good. Though. The morning is a different animal.
That's great. All right. Well, Luke, listen, nothing but the best. Have a great series. Always appreciate catching up with you. Congrats again on the new edition.
Thank you so much.
Have a great series.
Thank you guys so much.
Yes, we're brought to you by the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. It's kind of my go-to. I'm a little bit lucky. I live in Woodstock, so I'm right around the corner to downtown Woodstock on Main Street to see the Daily Draft, which I've told you many times, it's the ultimate sports bar experience, not your father's sports bar. You're talking wall-to-wall flat screen, self-serve taps, craft bar, chef-inspired menu. And with sizzling plays ahead, if you're planning on tailgating both this summer or this fall, maybe you're going to MBS or Athens or on the flats, or you're hosting a game night at your home, check out the Daily Draft's newest menu addition, the Tailgate Box. Yes, you can enjoy their wings, boneless wings, a couple of sides, a bag of popcorn, and of course their homemade jumbo cookies. Now these are pre-order only. You can go to thedailydraft.net or give them a call at the Daily Draft to get the pre-orders in. If you're also looking for a new place to grab lunch during the week or even order on Uber Eats, check out the Daily Draft. They have a great lunch lineup for only $11 Monday through Friday from 11:30 till 3:30. Again, go to thedailydraft.net or you can check them out on Facebook or Instagram. The Daily Draft, a unique experience from the moment you walk through the door, a walk-up window to order drinks from the sidewalk, craft beer bar, pool tables, darts, wall-to-wall flat screens. You won't miss a single second of the game. Go check them out today at The Daily Draft.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
All right, I hope you guys enjoyed hearing from some of your favorite Braves in the midst of Braves playoff fever and what we hope is a long run throughout this October. Thanks to Brian Murphy for producing the podcast. Appreciate that very much. Thanks from our buddy Dan Matthews with an assist as well. And thanks to you guys for making us your weekly destination. We're back next week with another edition of Welcome to Atlanta.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play, and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming, and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play, and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming, and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.